Bank of Cardiff's. Jeremiah, how can I help you?
Hi, I kind of wonder if you guys never heard from you. I don't really respond to solicit, but it looked a little interesting, so I just want to get some more information if you could.
Yeah, absolutely. Can I start off with that 16-digit reservation code you got up there?
Sure, 2411.
Mm-hmm.
3101.
3101.
0015.
0015.
5381.
5381. And is a good number to call you back on the 212-956 number?
Yes.
Okay, just in case we get disconnected. I've had that happen to me already today, so in case that happens, I'll call you right back. Let me pull up your account. Give me 1 minute. Can I get your first name?
It's Mark, M-E-R-C.
Mark, okay. And are you the business owner, Mark?
Yes.
Okay. M-E-R-C. Are you 100% owner, or what's your percentage in the ownership of the business?
100%.
100%, right on. Okay. And is your business structured as a LLC, a sole props, S-Corp?
Inc.
Oh, incorporated?
Incorporated in the state of Delaware.
Okay, good, good. Okay, Mark, tell me a little bit what you're looking for, and I'll see if I can kind of...
I'm just curious, what is, how does this work? What's the interest rates range from?
The interest rate on, are we looking at a working capital, or are we looking at equipment financing?
Working capital.
Working capital. Okay. So our rates, it kind of depends on what you're looking to do, how much you're trying to take. There's a lot of factors involved. We don't have like a one set rate percentage. It's based on individuals' businesses and as well as a little bit of their personal credit. So let me ask you, how would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Somewhere in the middle. Business credit's
good.
Great.
Okay.
So if you're looking for, say, looking for $100,000 drawing, uh-huh. Right? Like do you? Oh, so basically, you put the money in the interest, obviously, to our sort of stuff. So if you're looking for, is this secured? Is this? I have an arrangement. I imagine how I'm getting these things. I have an arrangement with American Express and my credit cards. So
correct.
I imagine you're pulling this off that has a very high credit rating. So I assume that's what you're pulling this off to get me these notices.
That's correct.
So
that's the UCC
that
we looked at.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, that is the UCC we have, is the American Express. That's what
right.
The UCC...
So is that, right, so is this the same deal? Because I wouldn't do it twice, obviously. Is it the same credit card financing, or is this kind of a separate, or you're soliciting separate loans?
Yeah, it's completely different. Our working capital loans are, it's definitely not a credit card at all. It's a loan.
Okay, so
that
if I did 100,000 working capital...
Uh-huh. Okay, let's say you're looking at $100,000. How long are we looking to pay back that $100,000?
Right, but it would be a draw, right? So for an example, if I get $100,000, you deposit $100,000 in my account, I necessarily may or not use some of it, and at the end of, say, 24 months,
mm-hmm.
pay the whole thing back.
Correct.
Would I pay on a monthly basis as well?
Well, we have different options. We have a daily, a weekly, and a monthly. Kind of depends on what you qualify for. So, again, we have those options, but those options are based on a bunch of different factors. So, yes, if you borrowed $100,000, you paid it back in 24 months, you would pay the $100,000 back plus a little bit of payback on top. And then you would do that by either a daily payment, a weekly payment, or a monthly payment. And it is unsecured.
Monthly payment.
Okay, a monthly payment. Then yeah, you can do it. Yeah,
so
it would
only be
month.
If you deposit $100,000. I only use. Could you hold 1 second?
Sure.
At DRNA, we offer the highest level of customer service and are affiliated with dental associations representing more than 50,000 dentists. Ask us about member discounts when we join you on the line. In the dental profession, there's simply no better solution for waste management than DRNA. We'll tell you how your office can achieve complete environmental compliance. Thank you for calling DRNA, the leader in dental care waste management. One of our compliance associates will be with you in a moment. DRNA is dedicated to educating dental professionals about the requirements for compliance with local, state, and federal laws. We assist professionals throughout the country with how best to comply with the ever-increasing environmental regulation, focusing mainly on the dental industry.
Hi. Okay.
Hi.
Go ahead. Sorry.
That's okay. So the breakdown, let's just say you borrowed $100,000. If we just take that $100,000, we divide that by 24 months, comes up to $4,166. So that would be the monthly payment, and then whatever the $4,166, but that has no payback on top, right? So is $4,166, can you at least afford that?
Yes, I'm saying it's $4,166. Over 24 months, right?
Over 24 months equals $100,000, correct.
Right, but where's your interest rate?
Right, so the rate would depend. So let's just say it was, it starts off, what I've seen is around 10 cents on the dollar.
Let's just move it to 36 months. So it's basically $100,000 divided by 36 months is $2,777 a month, right?
Correct.
Now, but if I, so let's just say I get the $100,000, but if I don't, let's just say I'm using $75,000 of it. Right, obviously I have the 25, but I'm still paying the full interest on because I have access to the capital.
Correct. So you only want to take out what you're going to use. That is correct. Yeah, it's
but
not
I'm
like
charged,
a...
I'm, right, but I'm charged the whole thing because you can write me the whole $100,000.
Exactly. Correct. Okay. That is correct.
Okay. So let's just say there's 36 months alone, 27, 30 months. So what would be my interest rate is on top of that?
Okay, so we have a payback. I mean... how long? Let me ask you this. How long have you guys been in business for? Because that's a huge factor.
Oh, 15 years.
15 years, okay.
18 years.
All right. And what did you guys do in sales last year?
Over $2
million. Okay, $2 million. And this year, are you guys trending the same?
A little higher, but probably about 2.2.
Okay. Good. Do you have any current loans out right now under the business name?
No, just the relationship we have with American Express.
Okay, so just off of those answers there, what I'm basically able to pre-approve you is I'm usually generally able to free up about 10 to 15% of your sales. So if you're doing $2 million, I can get you anywhere between $2 to $225 in capital.
Yeah, I only want $100.
Okay, so let's say you take the $100 and it's unsecured. So our rates are going to start off typically, I'd say I've seen around 10 cents on the dollar and go up from there.
So 10 cents a dollar, does that mean 10%?
Roughly, yeah. But like I said, it just differs from when you know, like how you look on paper and how long you take it out for, how much you want.
If I want a three-year lease, if I want a $300,000, what would I have to do with you? Could we do this, give some information on the phone, or you could tell me if approved? Do I have to do a whole paperwork?
Yeah, well, it's not a lot of paperwork. It's not. We're not like a – you're like a – traditional Bank
like
of America.
Tax returns and all stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I need tax returns, bank statements, and then a short one-page app.
Okay. All right. Very good. Because a lot of this stuff on Amex is just over the phone. You could tell me, you know, get pre-approved over the phone, and then we do that. But if I have to do all that, it's $100,000. It's probably not worth my effort.
It's really simple. We can I can fill out the app pretty much for you, and I just need your signature. And if you send me the 6 months of bank statements.
You need 6 months of bank statements and how many years of tax returns?
Just the most recent.
Just a 215?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great.
That's it.
All right, let me do that and get back to you.
Well, do you have an email that I can just shoot you a quick note? Hello?